Hey there, Jeff here. Thanks for pressing play on this one. I know it's been a bit since we've released a new episode, long enough that a few of you have even asked if we've shut down the pod. Well, we haven't. We've just had a hard time getting together to record something. Hopefully that will change soon, though, starting with a new movie, Nefarious. You're probably aware of this one, but if not, it comes from Steve Dace of The Blaze. Steve's a Christian and has been very clear about his desire to raise the temperature when it comes to Christian filmmaking. I'm glad to report that Nefarious really is a success. The writing is really impressive, as is the performance of the cast. It's basically a 2.5 character cast, but the world feels much bigger. We could talk about that in a longer review. Some of us are going to have differences with the movie. Again, Jared and I, if we have a longer review like I planned for us to, we'll get into some of that. But I'll tell you, the moral framing of this movie is perfect. I have no criticisms at all. It was a really enjoyable watch. And I think all of us who follow Christ should be praying lots and lots of unbelievers go to this movie thinking it's just another demon horror movie. It really does work as a pre-evangelism narrative. And all of that's why I'm taking a minute to record this. Please consider going to see this movie while it is in theater. We've talked on this podcast before about how wanting first-rate Christian movies requires paying to support Christian movies that aren't first-rate, so that the people get income as they get better at making movies. Well, in the case of Nefarious, that's really not what's going on. You've got an excellent movie, and as you pay, you're going to be encouraging people to make more and even better quality films. So you get a really good return on your ticket price, particularly if you like character-driven stories. And like I said, you're supporting someone who wants to raise the bar. Okay, so that's it. Go see Nefarious. I reached out to Jared as soon as I got out of the theater and asked him to see it ASAP. Y'all get on Twitter and nag him about watching it. Once he does, we'll get back on here to record a new episode of Pop Culture Quorum Deo. And until then, this is Jeff Wright, reminding you to live every moment as if you are before the face of God, because you are. Talk to y'all soon. Go see Nefarious.